was the British group Possessed with the song Darkness, Darkness from their album Exploration. This album was recorded in 1971, but it didn't see release until 2006. Unfortunately, it was long too late to bring attention to this band, as sadly they were killed in a tragic traffic accident one night in 1976 while returning home from a gig. This next group's probably best known for their 1984 smash hit, Rock You Like a Hurricane. But this next track comes from way back in 1972, when a young German group called the Scorpions released their first LP. This version of the band featured Michael Schenker on lead guitar, who later left to join the band UFO. The LP was called Lonesome Crow, and the song we're going to hear now is It All Depends.
Taste my dinner. No.
That was the group Rumpelstiltskin with Make Me Make You from their eponymous 1970 LP. I'm not sure if these guys ever performed together outside of the studio. Legend has it that this group was made up of ace UK session musicians who created this record under a pseudonym. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of another installment of The Hard Stuff. Hope you dug the sounds as much as I did. As always, if there was something you particularly enjoyed, I'd love hearing about it. You can post comments for me, see a playlist of tonight's show, or download previous episodes of The Hard Stuff at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. We're going to close the show tonight with a suitably heavy number from the UK outfit Horse. We're going to hear the opening cut from their self-titled 1970 debut album, a little song called The Sacrifice. Brace yourself, kiddies. This one's going to be scary. And so until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
fast I climbed from the gutter. But as I was sliding down the gutter, I slammed against the shutter, whose mouth was taped for the words he states to a part in the center of his heart. And then with a surprise, he opened his eyes, and I could see within his mind and read a few of his lines, which all turned out in rhymes. And then realizing it was a mirror I was looking in, and the mind and I belonged to I took a pen and I wrote down again and again, until one day I presented it in my so Freudian way, so Lowry would say. So come with me, come with me, come with me, please. Allow me to show you what I see. Don't for a moment run away. Listen to what I'm trying to say. I can't take any more, and I know that's for sure. How I tried with all my feelings inside. It's a notion filled with emotion that upsets me deep inside. It's a feeling I'm revealing that makes me want to hide. Come with me, come with me, come with me now. Allow me to show you really how. Don't for a moment run away. Listen to what I'm trying to say. I can't take anymore, and I know that's for sure. I have tried how I tried with my feeling open so wide. It's a notion filled with emotion that upsets me deep inside. It's a feeling I'm revealing that makes me want to hide. Oh, little bird within the world, you look upon so high above. You search to find what's very hard, a special thing called love. By the hour blossoms the flower, its beauty revealing in color. But as it gets colder, that flower gets older, then the summer will bring on another. A child is born so tender and sweet, the innocence they possess you cannot compete. But as they grow older, they're bound to grow bolder, because life in itself is not perfection. Oh, little child, so meek and mild, I can see why you grew up so wild. So much heartache caused by apartheid, why don't people listen? Love, peace, unity, understanding, this is not so much demanding. But then that's life, as you know, it cuts like a knife. Manipulation, intimidation is used upon our human nation, who can be uneducated, frustrated, living in a world of violence and hatred. Incompetence, ignorance is the sole purpose of those greedy man's maintenance. You see, it doesn't matter what color you are, or what nationality or religion. All that matters in your heart is that you're human, and you hold considerate consideration within your creation. So listen, sisters and brothers, we all come from a mother, and our fathers was our lovers. So let's understand each other. I know it's hard to understand, but let's not be fooled by those in demand of their command. You see, what we want is plain to see, and that, my friends, we want to be free. Free from aggression, free from frustration, free from the violence that wrecks our nations. Free from the man who uses manipulation, and most of all, to understand and control temptation. Now, don't be misled by the words that I said. Take in what you wish, and let it dwell inside your head. Why? Because the world is so beautifully round. It hangs so fantastically in space. It produces an endless, incredible sound, yet is run by a strange human race. Forest and flowers and vegetables grow. Mammals and reptiles are humanity too. Yet humans can be selfish and grateful, you know. They love you and hug you and make you feel blue. They move in a brush, digression, competence. Excuse for violence, color, nationality, religion. Temptation is fed with no disobedience. We pass down methods in a strange tradition. But more and more people want to be free. Free from the bullshit that surrounds thee. They're open their eyes and see through those lies. And to all our surprise, humanity's stand will be a great land. Hate, revenge, jealousy is a sickness within. Especially if we allow it to penetrate our attachments of sin. It will attack us in a hole, leaving us in a strange situation. Upsetting the body and all its creation. Doing things you wouldn't normally do while passing through life modes we must pass through. Why hold on to the snake that keeps you awake? Hate, revenge, jealousy, if you really hold it in, it will penetrate so deep under your skin, attacking the thoughts inside your head. Sometimes they remain there until you are dead. So I am told the subject can get old.
but there's those who remain in confusion, aggression, disillusion, not very amusing, losing valuable time in life, I think, and are holding a grudge that's not very nice. Oh, sweet treachery, can't you see how utterly idiot it all can be? That is hidden under false pretenses of loyalty, or under the name of the game of a kingship's whip. For against the menace of an open adversary, one could be upon their guard and plainly see, and thou'st easily avoid he or she. But this within a house, a family, or friend, not only arises before you're aware, but even overwhelms you without a care, before catching sight of it and investigating it was there. Oh, sweet treachery. Mindless problems, endless worry. It's not very nice when you've got no money, but plenty of bills day after day, promises in red to take your possessions away. But that's what you get when you dance with the wolves. They tempt you and giving you, knowing you can't afford. They give you a deadline they say you must meet, and if you don't pay, you're out on the street. Mindless problems, endless worry. I know your situation and it's not so funny. A crying shame again and again. The man product attacks the living brain, leaving you a little deranged. Well, that's the money shame. Mineral resource. Treasures of the world divided equally, that's absurd. Because the need is assumption in greed to take all, leaving the rest to fall. Close-knit circles kept so tight consider themselves mineral resource mines. Stuff held back, that's their crap. Price held high makes you cry. Oh, homeless, are you lost and alone and confused? Do you feel like your body has been abused? And your mind is worn out with time and doubt, and your memory didn't last out a century. Do you search for a bed where you can rest your head, yet the only thing you meet is the cold, windy street? When you put out your hand, do you feel there's demand from the face that looks at you in disgrace? Irritating feelings floating about inside our heads, brought on by the assumptions of doubt. Ashamed the feelings we feel again and again, but not to shout out. So many little things itch in our brains, if they continue, their drivers insane. We don't want to shout, leave us alone from collecting our thoughts alone, and then coming up with false pretenses time after time, searching for information that all seems to be mine. Saying words that you like to do, some of the things that I pass through, but when challenged to do, you fall through like a weak weakling. Rejected. So I ask you in all honesty, what do you really want from me? What are your assumptions deep down inside? Why do I feel you have something to hide? It's not your passionate swing that allows me to stay. That was just the opening day of this feeling of foul play. And now we must sit and imagine what it was all like. And then you have the audacity to offer me sympathy sex one night. What, as though doing me a favor, the pleasure or mine. We'll think your request over, maybe some other time. We don't expect sex on the charity line. We have too much self-respect to accept your request. I know you're being sympathetic, but is that your best? Oh, my love, eternal, everlasting, for all time without beginning or ending. As we manifest to make something evident by showing or demonstrating it very clearly, as a moment of mystery, as eyes connected and become wise, lost in a whirl, a twirl of affection, so fond and tender, appealing towards somebody, but about whom or which little is known, but who or which excites one considerably within our very own curiosity. Oh, how beautiful is very pleasing and impressive to look at, and listen to, and touch, and smell, and even taste, as one then harmonizes, combine pleasingly, or make things combine pleasingly. Oh, how sentimental is but displaying too much uncontrolled or self-indulgent emotions that can be inexhaustible, even impossible to use up, and showing no signs of tiring. But then mysterious is but who or which little is known, but who or which excites considerably curiosity and becomes durability by lasting for such a long time, especially without sustained damage or wear upon the efficiency. That is an ability to do something well or achieve, a desire to a result without wasted energy or effect, yet rejecting of something or somebody, or the effect of being rejected can only enhance calamity that becomes a misery or even disaster resulting from the disastrous events. Was it really meant, or was it a passionate thrill captured the eye's division as the thought's design entered one's mind at that moment in time? Sending into a whirl of sensitive confusion, or was it an illusion of confusion that was only a passing phase maze? A sensitive moment from another opponent as the play for the day made its way. What could one say but go away? Don't taunt me with your false pretense, for I know how it commenced. I see your strings and I know you run when the bell rings. Had you been a little more mature, I am sure I wouldn't ignore, but the whole situation with its peculiar creation is turning into a bore, no more. Oh, sanity mode, helping oneself to an open decision, far away meanings and heartaches come to vision, wondering for the moment if it's really so, grievous situations they will not let go. Trying for the trying and not too much lying. People are living and a lot of them dying, crying and crying, but what can we do? How can we make it all go through? The head's on the roll, inside is collapsing, sanity mode seems to be sliding, sliding, sliding. Not to be found, the man in the white coat are hanging around. Oh shiver, why does the quiver shiver? Deep within, what makes it begin? As the sensitive mind shingles for a little time, even though all is imperfection, and the personality around me needs no correction. Walking with closed eyes, open up mind, along a straight line, or maybe the change makes things a little strange and a little deranged. But who be I to analyze, as the feelings we're feeling allows to surmise. Deciding, I found a space for a moment or two, and funny enough, I didn't know what to do. So I took a pen, and I wrote down again and again what was about to reveal, and how I really feel. From all the strange gravity that lay upon my inner sanity, escaping the weight of one's plate and all its intentions, its state. Too much thinking, drinking, the thoughts I'm thinking seem to be sinking deeper and deeper inwardly, causing deep complications incredibly. But each moment there seems to be a new opponent about to reveal what they're at with their attack. Attacking is but their pastime to open a new crime designed to open one's mind in a way I can say what saying is believing one's deceiving. As the doors of madness open wider and wider, craving to be free or to be as you want it to be. But cage for the stage already made. Each page weighs upon more than once. Backfires, making a circle around and around, wondering really what's to be found. Eyes wide open, what's there to see? Will it be really interesting to thee? Each sparkle becomes an article and a part in one's art that's making an interesting start upon one's mind that's designed to analyze and at times leaving one surprised with its beauty as it enters into thee, lifting one higher and higher. But then there are also the dark moments that enter within, creating an unsteadiness kind of like a bad wish served upon a dark dish, dragging one down to their darkest moments where you meet more opponents upon the dark slide, melting upon lost pride that one cannot push aside. How horrible can life be when every sparkle becomes a crinkle upon one's mind at this moment in time, suppressed and succeed by the thought of deceit, How sensitive do the streams of bad energy pour freely, self-inflicting as each bad self-enrolled moment becomes a vision before our eyes. Mostly it is our self-infliction, by following our own self-esteem, sometimes a faulty dream, or a chance danced upon one's path. Colourful upon entry, yet cold upon dispensary, a crying moment or another appointment, as fears and tears do not appear, hard as nails, because they walk through hails of jails, and not the ones enrolled or enclosed, but more enwrapped, confined by one's thought, the one you bought along the mould of our road, carrying a sack that's ever so fat. Nosy fuckers, looking for the place where one can feel free, can be a very hard thing to be, because there's nosy fuckers who in reality are hookers, hooking the mind of other people's time with their mouth so big, nothing better to do but dig. I must warn you, they're on every fucking corner. But the shit they spit with their wild allegations, poking grievous situation, just lower your head in shame and say, fuck off, you're insane. The silent scream we hear so loud, rebounding inside our head, like a dark thundering cloud that rains uncontrollable situation. We stand still, but our minds travel beyond, like a magical, mystical wand, picking up all the pain that remains to be seen. Yet words are hid so far away, people won't say what they really want to say, unless they're upset in a sensitive way. Are we dreaming this moment in time, while life around us participates in its evil crime upon mankind? Need we care, or does it appear as a nightmare? Life circle, as the spirits are falling upon remembrance of their indecisional past. At last, they were sentenced to condemnation, as it was presently considered that fornication was to be the punishment delivered. As the thorns of the worms of sorrow and the fire of pain was to rip into one's outer and inner side, with nowhere to hide, for then, as the spirit's past remembrance is to be studied and then eliminated, the spirits then enter the earth's environment where they await in the lobby to be embodied, and at this point only the present will be considered with future expectation. Yet upon our worlds of tormentation and fellowship domination, we will find swings of happiness in a bliss of simplicity, harmony and tranquility in our disdained, disturbed life of punishment. Babylon, be confusion confused with illusion. As the proud who walk with pride side by side, holding egoisticness that appears from a place inside where it hides and wishes to rise, until the moment that it falls upon the ground of falsification created by our very own domination. For the body and spirit jointly rides upon a lifetime roll, upon its grinding wheels of tormentation, aggression and temptation, enslaving ourselves upon our very own desires that burn deep inside like fires of want, yet deceived by the heat of greed that can breed evil, that is bestowed upon beauty and on who crave their dominance in their devious obedience. For no book of life will be judged by the cover, because at that time it will be read deep between the lines. For when the spirit vacates the body and the body goes back to the body of the earth, and then the spirit once again will stand within the spiritual body for the judgment day, and at this point your past will presently determine your future as it's read with miraculous speed. Past, present, future. Remember, consider, expect. Can you see what went by, or what's coming in the present time? Memory is short and easily bought by the present time that seems to fall into line and pushes away remember. Your future is expecting. That doesn't always fall into place, not like present, that considers the moment in time, not face to face. Remember as past. Yes, searching one thought reveals it presently to consider, or as the sun goes down, goes up presently, and then one expects it to go down, for then it has passed, and then all that is left is to remember its presence. Is it enough for the body just to be the body, or whether it should need anything else? There is no doubt at all that it does need something else. Is that not why one cries for the heart of medicine and the creed of its need, enamoring in its invention? Because is not the body flawed, and it is not enough for it to be like it is? For the branches of expertise have been developed precisely for the purpose of procuring the body's welfare in question. Is medicine itself flawed? Are all branches of expertise imperfection? Soul, be it soul, O sweet super soul, atomic soul, that drives its role from past, present and future eternally. As the essence of being at death, and so deep within our individual personalities, within the atmosphere of our body, as he becomes afloat within the first cry from the child's eye to a point of non-visionless existence. Yet each attachment is so plain to see and to be. Oh, how deep is our emotions that pours freely from the center of our inner soul, as sensitiveness and controversial pigment become so affecting and moving, as within and flowing without to a point of stigma. It becomes impassioned and touching as the water pours freely from the emotional tendencies, as thought clashes with actions and actions clashes with thought, and the mind's design catches it all. It's upon the line of living. But how intense can be our passion as it commences upon the being, seeing and feeling, as older becomes more to the point of obsession? Or was one just infatuated by the moment in time of excitement, emphasis by the role of zeal, crazed by the delight of feverness, emotionally crazed by the fairness, searching ambience with feelings of harmony and tranquility to a point of simplicity? All is but craved towards humanity's stature, craze for the compassion of symphony, as an individual personality becomes anyone or someone to give a fine example to. O human being, for as consciousness becomes an awareness and alert to a point of realization and noticing that the perception becomes accurate, as the mindfulness of conscious becomes adamant, a knowledge that can be drank with no guidelines. As good and bad ideas are called upon more than once, as a soul drinks all, it also holds a steady horse, this rider, remorse, that leads upon guilt to the wilt of regret and dragging one down the funny lane of shame, again and again. That's coaching deeply and emotionally into our intense sorrow. Repentance and penitence are adamant to the complications of the consciousness, with a direct effect as a cause causes, yet feelings upshot and impact from the aftermath of the outcome, yet the ramifications become corollary as a higher influence intervenes with its natural disasters and deliverance beyond reach. Life's a killer, that's why we're here. Join the queue, you too. Oh, how one was born to live as the seconds appear and then disappear into minutes, then hours, months, and then years. And then the count becomes one. And as the wind blows, the moments flow, climbing the ladder upon historic influences, built upon ideas, some good, some bad, some happy, and so many sad. But walking from start to finish until the count turns backwards to the last second, or should one say, the last breath. And then what? Join the queue. You're up for analysation. Yes, one has to face the true meaning of their living, as one faces their inner quest at its best. And once whole inner quest is read, and be it said, what it is will be for the elements of truth to see. Should one say, let's start with the meaning of feeling, as you face the great face of feeling, as he looks deeply upon and he reads your feeling emotions without a word to be said, as you stand lingering in his face, spirit to be, no flesh, no gravity, just a bubble of memory. And all is to be said, is to be read, as the great feeling and the expertise touches like a special kiss. He will study the notions of your emotions and the meaning of their feelings. Each one will look as he holds the book, pressing rewind for that moment in time, causing great emotions within one's bubble, until you melt or even dwelt on the lack of feeling. For then you will know which direction you are about to go. For when there is no day or no night, you will enter the bubble of spite. And each possessed moment of spite will ring deep within, and into the thought of what was wrong and what was right, holding its inwardly sound as emotions of the subject roll round and round. As you turn at a pace, and then you face the face of disgrace, who's wearing a robe of shame, slowly but truly dragging you down the funny lane of delirious confusion, illusion, as the masters of passions enters the action, closing in with a sexual grin, knowing deep within when it all begins. Did it start with butterflies and ended with a devious despise? Oh, he will know how it all goes. Doom for the cold that enters your bones. Shivering situation, but why should we moan? Hunger is tearing us apart. Why at this moment, where should we start? You've taken everything we had. You've made us look oh so bad. And now we're left in the cold, feeling ever so old. We cannot stand anymore of your opinion, that's for sure. But we're willing to forgive if you're willing to let us live. The tears that are rolling from cheek to cheek, the open complications we all have to meet, imitating the aggression we find upon the street. Why is the mold so unusual? Hungry wolves. The pack of hungry wolves sat at their dinner party.
Oh, what's happening there?
Moonshot, moonshot, getting to my babies like a moonshot, moonshot, yeah. problems a-okay. Wanna make your chick feel right, make her right, make her right, but don't get her all uptight, all uptight, all uptight. Just love her through the night, yeah.
Splashdown, a-okay.
Babies like a moonshot, moonshot. Get into my babies like a moonshot, moonshot, yeah. All systems get okay. Nothing on a moonshot.
Bonsoir à toutes et à tous, c'est Stone Circus qui commence comme tous les lundis soirs entre 20h et 21h30 sur l'antenne de Canal B et 94 MHz. Bonsoir Didier.
Bonsoir Stéphane, tout va bien?
Tout va très très bien.
Bien installé,
prêt à décoller, on a attaché les ceintures, donc générique différent pour une émission différente puisque nous sommes en juillet et tous les mois de juillet, depuis maintenant pas mal d'années, on vous propose des émissions spéciales. Et cette année, c'est venu comme ça, les émissions spéciales. Et des fois, on se creuse la tête. Voilà, pas du tout. On vous proposera sur 4 émissions, eh bien, le tour du monde de 80 groupes garage, psyché, parfois soul. Mais on restera dans les années 60, au mieux dans, au début des années 70. On n'ira pas au-delà. Et voilà, une façon de découvrir aussi ce qui se faisait ailleurs qu'en Angleterre ou aux États-Unis, voire en Allemagne. Parce qu'il se passait aussi beaucoup de choses dans d'autres parties du globe. Il y a beaucoup de groupes qui essayaient d'imiter les grands frères, hein, les Anglais ou les Américains, en reprenant des standards directement en anglais. Parfois, ça donnait des choses un peu cocasses. Ou d'autres fois, ils chantaient, ils composaient des morceaux dans leur propre langue en y ajoutant eh bien le son de leur instrument folklorique. On découvrira ça dans quelques émissions, notamment du côté de la Turquie. Vous verrez, il y a des très très bonnes choses. Et puis, parfois, c'était un mélange des deux. On reprenait des standards américains ou anglais en langue du pays. Ça donne des choses aussi assez kitsch, vous le verrez tout à l'heure.
Parfois c'était même mieux.
Parfois c'était même mieux, vous le verrez notamment avec le Japon. C'est assez curieux d'entendre des classiques genre Night White Satin, c'est pas ce qu'on écoutera, mais version japonaise. Voilà, on permettra de voyager sur tous les continents. Je vous ai choisi des groupes qui sont des fois passés dans Stone Circus dans les émissions normales et d'autres fois non, donc il y aura des surprises ce soir. Et puis on va commencer bien ce voyage par l'Océanie. On va remonter doucement du côté de l'Indonésie, des Philippines pour s'arrêter au Japon. Il y a déjà beaucoup de choses à écouter, à dire. C'est pas une liste exhaustive, j'ai parfois zappé volontairement des grands groupes de certains pays parce qu'on les a déjà suffisamment entendus. Et puis voilà, c'était les groupes qui me faisaient plaisir sur le moment, donc je vous les programme. Embarquement tout de suite, attachez vos ceintures, c'est parti, direction l'Australie.
Again, that feeling on my mind. I'm sure I've lived before my time. Why won't you help me, please? Got to make it right. 'Cause here it comes again, coming with the night. It's working on my brain. You got to help me 'cause I cannot.
understand the pain. I'm sure I've lived before my time. I got to work it out, I got to make it mine.
On a commencé ce petit voyage psychédélique avec un groupe australien qui sonnait pas vraiment australien puisque ça sonnait complètement sud-américain. Est-ce que tu connaissais le groupe Piranha, Didier ?
Je connaissais, tout à fait.
Eh bien, tu...
Qu'on avait déjà passé.
Ah oui, ça, j'adore ce groupe. Bon, comme je disais, c'est pas vraiment dans le style psyché australien, pas du tout même, puisque ça sonne complètement Santana. Ils sont très influencés par ce dernier groupe. C'est un groupe qui sortira deux albums géniaux, vraiment rien à dire, en 71 et 72, sur le label Harvest. Et le titre est issu du single de leur premier album qui s'appelle Here It Comes Again. L'album se classera même dans le top 50 à l'époque des charts indépendants, donc c'est quand même pas mal. C'est un groupe de Sydney qui va faire une petite carrière de 5 entre 70 et 75, voilà, à conseiller fortement. Et regardez la très belle pochette, notamment sur internet, hein, vous regardez du deuxième album, elle est sublime, Piranha. Ensuite on a écouté White of Way, qui est un groupe aussi de Sydney, qui lui a sorti simplement deux singles. Et là, c'était extrait du deuxième single, la phase B. Ça s'appelle You Can't Do It Alone, sorti en 68. Vous pouvez retrouver ce titre sur de nombreuses compiles, notamment les Ugly Things. Il n'y aura pas beaucoup de choses tirées des Ugly Things ce soir, mais voilà, ce titre en fait partie, même si moi je l'ai chopé ailleurs. C'est sur une autre compile, Didier, hein, ça s'appelle Forest of Gold Tops, une autre compile de rock australien psychédélique. On poursuit ce voyage avec un autre groupe qui s'appelle Inside Looking Out, qui a sorti, lui, eh bien, deux singles aussi, tout dans la même veine que Right of Way. Le titre que je vous propose s'appelle HMS Buffalo dans Stone Circus.